Yes, Lord Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory.
Number 53 in the white book, if you didn't hear me say it. And we'll start with that second verse. But before we do, just in case you did not get the memo, we're not going outside to play tonight. We're going to be here for the evening, our evening service tonight here in the and it's maybe disappointing for some, but the weather and the workload and such, it was we were advised that it might not be the best idea to try it tonight. So we will find another night. I don't know when that will be, but we'll find another night that for those of you that like the fire, and I like the fire, and I have the s'mores, and I'm all set, but not tonight. So just, if you're disappointed, get over it real quick. And don't let it ruin your meeting. And if you're happy, then be happier still that we can enjoy the presence of the Lord. But, you know, let's all of us, and it's not only tonight, but while I'm here, I'm not in charge. The Lord is, I hope. Hallelujah. And that means this meeting is our meeting. It's not my meeting. I don't have an agenda. I don't have a thing. We want the Lord to let His will be done in every one of us and through every one of us. And I may have something on my heart, but you might have something on your heart. And if what you have on your heart, maybe it's more important than what I'm thinking of. And I'm willing to let you go and change and let the Lord have His way. We need Jesus. I hope we all realize that. You wouldn't be here if you didn't know that. Maybe. We need Jesus so greatly. We really do. More so than I feel. More so than ever before. There's a verse, and I don't want to get started, but there's a verse in Ephesians where it says, buy up every opportunity, because the days that you live in are evil. And the days that we live in are evil. And if you don't know that, then your head's in the sand someplace. The days that we live in are evil. But we're told in the Word of God to just buy up every opportunity. This is an opportunity. Tonight is an opportunity. There may be others down the road, but right now, tonight, this is an opportunity for me to get to know Jesus and to be filled with the Spirit of God and to let Him work in my heart. And I have to redeem or buy up that opportunity. I don't want this opportunity to pass. I can't afford to let it pass. Not only can I not afford to let it pass for my own sake, but we can't afford to let these opportunities pass for the kingdom of God's sake. There's a work to be done. Nathan mentioned it this morning. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost so we can go back to our schools so that when the professor says, "You came from an ape," you can say, "No, I didn't come from an ape. I was created by an almighty God." Where do you get that boldness from? Where do you get the chutzpah to be able to stand up against all the pressures that will come against you at school, at work, in society? We need Jesus more than we've ever needed Him before. And only from Him, not from my head being filled with a lot of stuff that I learned from the Bible, but my heart and my soul and my spirit being filled with God. That's the only way I'm going to stand in these evil days, and having done all to stand. And so I can't afford, I don't think any of us can, to miss one opportunity. And how many do we have at camp? You think it's a long time. I know we're here for 2 weeks, some of you, and twice a day, 2 weeks, 24. That's not a lot of opportunities. I need 36 at least, or more than that. Lord, I need You tonight. So yeah, I miss going out to the water and seeing the fire burn and eating a s'more. But if it's an opportunity for me to get to know Jesus better and to be filled with God, well, then I just want to buy up that opportunity. I don't want to let it slip. And right from the beginning of this meeting, I want the Lord to work in my heart. And this is a wonderful song. It's really an invitation. Jesus, He took my burden all the way. I don't know, Brother Paul, if you played that because you wanted to remind me of the guy down in the village. But years ago, one of my campers, and I'm not going to tell the story, but God so changed this kid's life, and I'll never forget it. And I'll never forget what God did for him, but this became his theme song. Who took my burdens? Oh, he came with so many burdens. So many burdens. Such a bad kid. At the ripe old age of 15 or 16 or whatever, 15 I guess he was. And gangs and this and that and the other. And had no use for the Lord. But then Jesus came to his heart midweek of the first week at camp and in Nonantum. It so changed him. And this was his theme song. Who took my burdens all away? Jesus did. Has He taken your burdens all away? They're gone? Lord, thank You. Hallelujah. Who heals my sickness? Jesus. Sister Edith is sick. Others are sick. They're looking to the Lord for help. Who heals the sick? Jesus. Jesus. And all these verses are beautiful and wonderful. And you get to the last one. Who's coming back to welcome me? Oh, it's Jesus. And whose likeness then am I going to be? Brother John closed this morning, or almost closed the meeting with, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, but it doesn't yet appear we shall be. We know that when He shall appear, we're going to be like Him." Amazing. We're going to be changed into the very image of Jesus Christ, and He's coming back to welcome me, and then I'll be in His likeness. Jesus. It's all Jesus. And I want to open my heart wide. Lord, help us all. Lord, whether we're young or whether we're old, whether we're staff or whether we're guests, whether we're here for a night or we're here for a week or two, we need to buy up every opportunity, Lord. And here's an opportunity for me to know you better, an opportunity to be changed more into your image, filled more with the glory of God from glory to glory, even by your Spirit. You're not moving, Lord. You're immutable. You're immovable. But, Lord, you want to change us. And we pray, dear Lord, that we'll just buy up this opportunity. We'll open our hearts wide to you. We'll reach out to you. We'll call upon you, Lord, because we so need you. We don't need Brother Ernie. We don't need Sister So-and-so. We don't need another one. We need you, Jesus. And we've gathered together tonight because we need you. And we want you to come. We desperately need you. So come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength. Come in your power, Lord. Oh, Jesus, come. Come in your own way to every one of our hearts and fill us tonight with the glory of God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, come to every heart. Come to every one of our lives. Come in, King of glory. Dear Lord, you're strong and you're mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Sister Edith Blumhofer. I mean, that's most of you, I think. You've worked with her in the kitchen, a lot of you have. And I got an email from her late this afternoon, after supper tonight. And she's been examined by several different hospitals and doctors. And she said to me, Ernie, I need your prayers. Because the doctors have told her that her cancer is incurable and inoperable. And she went on to say that third period is her period here at camp. She misses being here so much. And she asked, please ask the third period people. Now, that's most of you that know her. Please ask them to pray. And so I wrote her back and I told her that we would be glad to do that. And the doctors may say incurable, but there's a great physician. And I told her, you know, Edith has a great vocabulary. And I almost feel intimidated writing her back trying to tell her because she knows. But sometimes even though you know, you need to remind yourself. And I said, Edith, I don't think the Lord knows what incurable means. With God, all things are possible. And she told me that tomorrow morning there are a group of elders from her church that are coming to her house and they're going to anoint her with oil and pray. So I asked her when that time would be because I told her we want to join together with them here at camp. I don't know, if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, some of us will be able to stop what we're doing. Just join with them. If it's whatever, if it's in the middle of our morning meeting, we'll stop in the middle of our morning meeting and just pray along with those brethren that are praying for Edith. She knows that God is able. Her family knows the Lord is able. And thank God, we know that the Lord is able. And we've experienced that. I know some are here from Brother Hugh's church in San Jose or the San Jose, Santa Clara area. And there was a woman, I think, you can tell me if she still attends the church, and Alice and Jason may know her also, but she had a tumor on her neck for a long time. This goes back maybe 10 years. And right in the meeting, nobody was praying anything for her about her healing. And all of a sudden, there was commotion where she was sitting, and I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know anything until Brother Hugh came and told me that sister was just healed. That thing was out like this, and she was... And all, it just disappeared. Sitting quietly in an altar service after, because Jesus is able. And you know, nobody laid hands on her, nobody prayed this or did that or said this, or she was just the presence of Jesus can heal sicknesses. And this was incurable. This wasn't going to go away. This wasn't getting any better. It was God. She testified about it the next morning. She said she got up 3 times during the night, looked in the mirror. It's gone. It's still gone. It's still gone. I don't know where she is. I don't know if she still attends the church. I don't know. I don't know anything about her anymore. But Jesus is able. Jesus is able. And so, you know, we can hear the doctor's report. But who hath believed our report, Isaiah 53 says, talking about the atoning sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. He bore my sickness and my sin, Jesus, Jesus. And thank God we can pray in faith, believing. And as we sang that verse, I thought, well, maybe it would be well that we just stopped right now and just prayed. And just looked right to Jesus, the great physician. Now, you know, the Lord can heal Edith at any time. It doesn't have to wait till tomorrow. Now, I understand what the Bible says in James, and call for the elders and let them pray and anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. And we're going to join faith with them if she's not healed by tomorrow already. But let's just pray right now that the Lord will cause faith to rise in her heart, in the hearts of her children, and her husband Eddie, and the whole family, and all of us. Now, someone pray. One of you, lead us in prayer, and we'll join together with you, and let's all just touch the Lord and ask the Lord to lift Edith, to strengthen Edith, to bless her tonight, to lay His healing hand upon her. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you, oh Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll lay your hand on Edith tonight. We pray, Lord, that you'll be glorified in her body tonight, dear Jesus. Lord, in your name, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
And we believe in you, Lord Jesus. We pray together tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, that there will be faith in hearts, oh Lord, that you'll lay your healing hand upon Edith. Dear Lord Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, work in Edith, we pray, oh Lord. Dear Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, maybe one of you staff members that worked in the kitchen with Edith last year or the year before, or maybe you'd lead us in prayer. Would one of you, I don't want to call on you, but someone, you all can pray. Let's just pray. You lead us in prayer. We'll join together and ask the Lord for Sister Edith. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, who'll lead us? Who'll pray? Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we pray.
Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, Lord, as your children, knowing that your promises are true, and all of us join together in faith, Lord, and we ask for your healing hand, for your hand to move, Lord, on our sister Edith. Oh, Lord, we know that you are able. We know that you are more than able. Jesus, in your vocabulary, there is no word such as incurable, Lord. So lay your hand on her, Lord. Tonight, all of us join together, and we pray that you would lay your hand on her, Lord, and that you would heal her, Lord. We pray in faith, knowing that you can. And so, Jesus, if you are willing, if you are willing, Lord, then please,
thank you, Lord.
Lay your hand on our sister.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What is impossible with man?
Oh, Lord, you are able.
You are able.
Yes, Lord.
What man sees as incurable, you are able to repent. Lord, what we see as no hope, Lord, in you we can find hope. And so we pray, Jesus. We lift our hearts together as one, and we pray, Lord, for your healing upon our sister.
Amen.
And we thank you that you hear our prayers. And we thank you, Lord, that in you all promises, Lord, are true. I pray this in Jesus' name. We pray this together in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We agree together, Lord, that you will grant it for Jesus' sake. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible with you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that you died for Edith's sickness.
Amen, Lord. We believe that you lay your hand upon
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for the years that Edith has served you,
yes,
and that she has given herself to you at this camp.
Hallelujah.
But you didn't. You can heal her for that reason. We can't earn it, Lord, but you love Edith.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Pray that she would come and touch her this time, Lord.
We
unite
in
faith for our dear sister Edith.
Hallelujah.
Lord, help us to rise,
yes, Lord.
Above
yes, Lord.
And doubts.
Yes, Lord. We believe your word, your promises are
true.
Hallelujah.
You will accomplish in our dear sister.
Amen,
Edith,
Lord.
What you wish to do.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Your
holy,
precious name.
Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name we ask you, Lord. For your name's sake, Lord, for your glory, we do pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray it in Jesus' precious name.
Lord, you have introduced yourself to your people as Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. And we stand upon that. It's because it's who you are. And we come before you not only in faith, but in obedience. To bring the sick to you, Lord.
Amen.
And as has been prayed, Lord, we know by the power of Jesus Christ, the blood that was shed upon the cross and that resurrection life, we pray tonight that your resurrection life would flow in our system.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Into every part of her being.
Hallelujah.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Lift,
Lord, that water that you give is living water.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, that's
Jesus, come to Edith. Jesus, hear
my let it flow tonight.
Every one of the kids, oh God, bless them, Lord, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Your precious
thank
name,
you,
for your glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. We pray, Lord, for others that look this way tonight. Those that were mentioned this afternoon who have need physically, we pray for them. Lord, you know each one, this child, the ones in the hospital, our sister has a back problem, Lord, that called for prayer today. You know every one of these needs, Lord. We lift them up before you and pray that you'll stretch out your hand to heal. Lord, perhaps there are those in this meeting. Lord, they're suffering, they're in need. We thank you, dear Lord, by your presence. Oh, dear Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence there's healing. And Lord, as we're here in your presence tonight, Lord, we don't preclude that you're stretching out your hand and quickening those that have need physically, spiritually, emotionally. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you're for body, for soul, and for spirit. And so we love you and thank you for it tonight, Lord. May we receive out of your fullness grace upon grace. Amen. Amen. Amen.